It's really good to come back and see you once again.
我实在非常高兴能够再回来看到弟兄姊妹们。
First of May.
你知道五月一号。
It's the blooming of the flowers.
是一个其实五月是一个百花齐放的季节。
But we remember the rain that came in April.
但你记得四月曾经下很多的雨。
We are also here today.
今天下我们聚集。
To celebrate the death, the resurrection of Jesus.
主日我们一起来庆祝，来纪念主耶稣的死和复活。
It was Easter not too long ago.
不久前我们才庆祝了复活节。
Now is the blooming of the fragrance of the Holy Spirit.
现在在主耶稣死跟复活之后呢，就是那个圣灵的来到。
Holy Spirit，
圣灵。
I'm aware to be cautious speaking to you about the Holy Spirit。
我知道，当我们谈圣灵这个题目的时候，我需要非常的小心谨慎。
There are several reasons for this。
当然，这是因为有一些的原因。
First, we know very, very little, just bits and pieces from the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
头一个原因是因为我们从圣经里面的记载所能够对圣灵有的了解的确很有限。
There's certainly the presence there in the scripture from baptism, creation, Pentecost, revelation, sanctification, spiritual gifts.Tongues of fire, incarnation, and so forth, talking about the Spirit.
当然在圣经的记载里面我们可以看到圣灵的出现从神的天地的创造到童女怀孕到主耶稣的受浸到五旬节到圣灵如火焰从如蛇火蛇降临到圣徒的成圣圣灵的内住等等。这一些都是圣经里面有圣灵参与的一些描述。
There is, however, no comprehensive stories like the one we see about God the Father or about Jesus Christ's life and the extensive account of his resurrection and death.
但是我们却找不到像圣经对圣父或者是圣子一些事迹那么完整的一些的描述。
Second, a wide range of no less than 30 names and titles were given to the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
第二个原因是因为在圣经里面呢，对圣灵的描述有超过30个。
For example, it would be Spirit of the Lord in Isaiah, Spirit of the Father in Matthew, Spirit of the Christ in Romans, Spirit of Life also in Romans.Spirit of grace in Zechariah, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of truth in John, Spirit of glory in 1 Peter, and so on and so on.
举一些例子，就如以赛亚书里面记载的主的灵，马太福音里面父的灵，罗马书里面记载基督的灵和生命的灵，撒加利亚书里面记载恩惠的灵，以弗所书里面智慧的灵。约翰福音里面真理的灵和彼得前书里面荣耀的灵等等。
Then thirdly, we cannot see, we cannot touch, we cannot explain nor deny the existence of the Holy Spirit. It's somehow mystical.
第三个是因为圣灵我们似乎看不见摸不着似乎是很奥秘的。
And also persistently there.
那但是它却一直存在的。
In the Harper's Bible Dictionary,
在 Harper 这个圣经的词典里面呢
，The Holy Spirit is described in this way.
它对圣灵有这样的描述
：It is a mysterious power or presence of God in nature, or with individuals or in communities, inspiring or empowering them with qualities.They would not otherwise have.
圣灵是一个存在自然界中或者是个人和团体中的一个奥秘的能力，它是神的一个同在，为着要给人一个超乎自己的一个神圣的能力。
Holy power.
那它是一个神圣的能力。
A spirit, a term translated from Hebrew word ruah and the Greek word pneuma. Pneuma, yeah, not your shoes, pneuma. Denoted about wind and breath.
那圣灵这个字在希伯来文里面是 ruah， 在希腊文里面是 pneuma 或者是 puma， 它的意思是指风或者是你口中的那个气。
In context, it actually means life-giving breath and force。
或者是它是一个赐生命的灵能力。
And putting an adjective on top of the word spirit, saying holy, refers only to the one spirit, the spirit of God.
那当我们把神圣这个字，圣这个字放在灵之前，那么我们就说它是一个从神那边来的灵，也就是神。
Holy Spirit comes with authority, power. It's mystical. Just this description gives me some goosebumps.
那圣灵来带着权柄，带着能力，它也是很奥秘的。那圣经里面对圣灵的一些描述，让我觉得会起鸡皮疙瘩。
It sounds like something bigger and uncontrollable.
它似乎是一个很伟大也不受我们控制的。
To do a little correction, the Holy Spirit is never it.I cannot use the word it to describe it.
我想我要做一点的声明，当我们提到圣灵的时候，用他这个字的时候，不能用一个没有生命的第三人称的他来形容圣灵。
It's not the ghost of Jesus.
那他也不是耶稣基督的一个幽魂。
Not the afterlife of anybody.
他也不是任何人死了以后所留下来的一个灵魂。
But the third person in the Trinity of God.
他乃是三位一体神当中的灵神。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
所以三位一体的神是父神、子神、灵神。
Sometimes you can hear people say God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
有的时候我们用另外一个英文的字。魂来幽魂来形容圣灵。
This Holy Ghost is totally different.
那但是当我们提到圣灵的时候，绝对不是一个任何人的幽魂。
Jesus is well alive.
因为耶稣基督是活着，他现在活着。
Sitting on the right hand side of God, while the Holy Spirit is helping our believers.
因为当圣灵在信徒的当中在帮助我们的时候，耶稣基督正活着坐在父神的右边。
The Holy Spirit never means harm.
那圣灵绝对不会伤害我们。
The fourth reason why it is dangerous to talk about the Holy Spirit.
那第四个原因为什么我们谈圣灵的时候需要有一点点谨慎。
There is something called the charismatic movement among Christians.
因为曾经在基督徒当中有一些我们所谓的灵恩派的运动。
It scares many believers to avoid talking about Holy Spirit.
因着某这一些的运动呢，吓到了一些的基督徒，以致他不敢谈圣灵。
This movement is based less on evidence or reasoning, but on the outward manifestation, the showing of unexplainable personal experience.
有一些这些的运动呢，当他们谈圣灵的时候，他们崇拜圣灵，他们并不着重在一些理性这些的客观的思考上面，而是只着重在一些外面的表现和一些主观的经历。
And by worshiping the Holy Spirit, ways in history have recorded that believers become so concerned with following a Holy Spirit that logical reasonings take a sideline.
教会的历史上也让我们看到好一些的灵恩的运动把人带去崇拜圣灵而失去一些理性的思考。
And in that way, superstitious behavior starts to come.
有一些迷信或者是行为就因为这样而进来。
Don't be alarmed. We are told to follow the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，我们被圣经指教说我们要来跟随圣灵。
But not to worship any other gods who stand as an aid.
但是不是去拜圣灵？那圣灵乃是神所差遣来帮助我们的。
Even Jesus himself humbled to say the Father is greater than I am.
连耶稣，就连耶稣自己都说，都谦卑地说，父比他大。
Apostle Paul also warned us believers about speaking in tongues.
那保罗在提到圣灵的恩赐的时候，也指教我们，教导我们，有关于说方言，在聚会的当中说方言。
It is a sign of the Holy Spirit.
那方言的确是圣灵的一个恩赐的表现。
But without interpretations, you might be harmful to others, not good to others.
但保罗告诉我说，如果在聚会当中没有人翻方言，那么我们用方言祷告的时候，可能会对别人造成不良的后果。
That's why there are still churches today that refrain, don't talk about the Spirit at all.
所以基于这些原因，有一些的教会就完全不愿意谈圣灵。
And for scaring that people might misinterpret and feel weird.
他们深深的担心说他们会把圣灵给曲解了。
There might be a few slides that is fun to us. See, the Holy Spirit is not only for charismatic churches, and also the next one.It's weird in some way.
你看到有些这些图片让我们觉得好像很奇怪，会不会
？The Holy Spirit has undeniable power.
圣灵的确有一个不能否定的一个能力。
But without discernment, being vigilant, and the knowledge of the Scripture about the character of God, believers can easily deceive evil spirit that is disguised as the Holy One.
但是如果缺乏辨别的能力，或者从圣经里面的确确实的去了解关于神性情的一些的真理，那人就很可能会被从仇敌那边一些假装的灵所欺骗。
On the other hand, let us not ignore that the Holy Spirit has power to overcome evil.
但是我们不可以忽略说圣灵的确有能力能够胜过那个恶者。
A gentle, encouraging.Steadfast power that keeps you from harm.
那个持续不断温柔鼓励我们又有能力并且保护我们的圣灵。
Apostle Paul mentioned about the battle between the flesh and the Holy Spirit in him.
保罗曾经提到在他里面那个肉体与圣灵的征战。
We need this reminder to fight off what the world is luring us into.
我们真的需要这样有关圣灵的提醒，我们才能够胜过世界给我们的诱惑。
It's central to know and understand God, the work of Jesus, as to know the Holy Spirit.
如果我们要认识神，或者是耶稣基督的工作，我们必须要认识圣灵。
And it's also important to know that Jesus has to leave to make way for the Spirit to come to us.
那圣灵是这样的重要，以至于耶稣基督必须要离世，他才能够差遣圣灵到我们当中。
Holy Spirit is the living presence of God.
圣灵是神很切实的一个同在。
Once again, Holy Spirit is the living presence of God.
圣灵是神一个很切实的同在。
Holy Spirit is sent by God in the name of Jesus Christ.
圣灵是神奉耶稣基督的名差遣来的。
To help believers,
来帮助信徒。
Believers are called out of this world to live differently.
那信徒或基督徒是那些从世界里面被呼召出来过一个不同生活的一般人。
To worship God, to spread the good news, to love the least among us.
他们被呼召出来敬拜神，来传福音和爱人。
And also, the church, if you know, is born on Pentecost.
你也知道说圣灵其实教会是在圣灵的里面，在五旬节生的。
And it's led by a movement of the Holy Spirit.
是在圣灵的运行当中出生的。
Probably in 2 weeks' time, we will celebrate Pentecost in remembering of that birth of church.
再过两个礼拜天就是五旬节。
A day that the Holy Spirit gives power to disciples to go out and preach to the people of all nations, making disciples with power that do not belong to them.
那天圣灵大能的降临，给圣徒们，给使徒们有能力，能够传福音，并且使万民做门徒。
We will therefore be willing to tune into the message of the Holy Spirit.
所以，其实我们需要很认真的来听圣灵所给我们的讯息。
In order to live for Christ,
我们才能够为主而活。
The Holy Spirit guides Christians to become one in Christ.
那圣灵是要来，是要带基督徒们在主耶稣的里面合而为一。
Empowered for the mission of the church.
那并且给教会有能力，使教会能够达成神所托付他们的使命。
And for the moral and ethical living as a beacon of light in this world that is full of darkness.
在这样黑暗的世代里面，能够过一个有道德圣洁的生活，做这世界的光。
We cannot skip over the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们不可能离开圣灵的教领、教导跟带领。
Nor can we deny our duty to become like Christ in this world.
我们也不可能拒绝神所托付给我们的使命。
Yes, it requires some time, solitude, courage, humbleness, discernment, sensitivity, and so forth.
是的，我想这样的生活实际需要时间，需要我们跟神的独处，需要勇气、谦卑、敏锐和分辨的能力。
Let me ask you a personal question.
那让我问你们一个很切身的问题。
When was the last time you were touched by the Holy Spirit?
你上一次被圣灵摸着的时候是什么时候？
And feel the warmth, the joy, the peace, the fulfillment, and that purpose that Jesus commissioned you to.
感觉到圣灵的充满，感觉到圣灵的所带的温暖、平安、喜乐，以及你为主做工而有的那种满足感，那一个感觉，你上次经历的时候是什么时候？
And then when was the last time you tell somebody about Jesus and his saving way without any fear?
你上一次跟一个人没有毫无惧怕的跟他传福音是什么时候？
If we need to start all over again, or if there are believers in us, this is where we begin.
如果我们要来谈这个问题，那如果我们当中有一些新的信徒，那我们要从下面的这件事情来开始谈。
Begin to read the Bible. We welcome you to worship the Father in heaven, to love Jesus Christ, and learn to hear the inner still voice of that Holy Spirit.
我们欢迎你跟我们一起敬拜神，一起爱耶稣，我们一起来借着读圣经来认识圣灵这个微小的声音。
Let us start with Jesus' teaching recorded in the Gospel of John.
我们从耶稣基督在我们从约翰福里面对耶稣基督教训的一个记载来谈起。
Do we have the Gospel of John slide? Okay, we can read this.Let us all read together if you can. Ready? The Holy Spirit will be your teacher and will bring to your minds all that I have said to you.
当圣灵来就会提醒你们一切我曾经跟你们说过的话。
In the book of John, a follower of Jesus, Judas, not Iscariot, asked him.
在约翰福音里面记载了一个耶稣基督的门徒犹大，不是那个卖耶稣的加略人犹大，他来问耶稣一个问题。
He asked Jesus, "Why are you going to reveal to us and not to the whole world?"
那他问耶稣说，你为什么只向我们显现，而不向世人显现呢？
Then Jesus answered,
那耶稣就回答说，
"If anyone loves me, he will keep my word.And my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and will take up residence in him.
他说人若爱我就必遵守我的道，我的父也要爱他，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
And Jesus also said,
耶稣也说，
The one who does not love me, do not keep my words, and the words that you hear is not mine, but from the Father who sent me.
他说，不爱我的人就不遵守我的道，我们所听见的，你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
Jesus' devoted followers, we call disciples,
那些跟随耶稣的人，我们把他称作门徒。
Heard from Jesus himself about his plan to leave and then return.
在这句话之前呢，门徒听见耶稣说他是要暂时的离开他们。
This is probably not the glorious return that we are waiting for Jesus to come back at the end of time when he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and all knees bow down. Not that time.
那他提到他会要暂时离开他们，但是他会再回来。那这个再回来可能不是指着耶稣基督第二次的降临，荣耀的降临。那个时候他要以万王之王的身份降临，万膝都要跪拜他。
This is referring to his resurrection after dying on the cross.
那这一个再来可能是指着他死而复活之后再显给门徒看。
Jesus revealed that he will come back to only a few of his disciples.
因为主耶稣说他回来，他只显给某一些的门徒看。
That's why the disciples were asking, "Why you only show to us?"
所以门徒就问他说，为什么你只显现给我们看，而不给世人看呢？
Me too, I said. Won't it be convenient if Jesus just revealed to everybody what he does?
你不觉得如果耶稣基督复活之后显给世人看，不是更好吗？
We don't have to preach anymore.
那我们今天就不需要再传道了，对不对？
The reason that Jesus and the Father will stay with one is for whom the people that loves him.
那原因他只显现给某一些他的门徒看，是因为父跟主耶稣只与那些爱他的人同在。
God is going to dwell, stay, and be with the people who love him.
神与子与那些只与那些爱他的人同住同坐席。
The disciples at that time were very confused because Jesus was actually living and staying and eating and dining together with them.
所以那个时候，当门徒听到这样的回答，觉得很奇怪，因为耶稣不是当时正跟他们住在一起，跟他们一起坐席吗？
What's the difference? Why leave and come back with us again?
那为什么你需要去再回来跟我们同住同坐席呢？
Jesus is talking about staying so deep with us that is going into our heart, our mind, our soul, into the believer's life.
那他讲到的同住其实是讲要更深层的，在灵在魂里面跟我们完全的联合。
Being one with God, inseparable, same thoughts, same desire,Until eternity.
乃是从今时直到永世，与神完完全全的合一，完全的同一个意念，同一个心思跟喜好。
Completely protected.
完全被保护。
Completely delivered.
完全从自己跟罪里面被释放。
How can they be with us when the Father is in heaven? Jesus is.Next to him on the right hand side.
或许你会觉得很奇怪，为什么神跟父跟子怎么跟我们同住呢？如果今天父在天上，而子是坐在他的右边呢？
The Father will send in Jesus' name, Paracletos. I probably mispronounced it. The Holy Spirit to come to us.
那因为圣因为父要奉耶稣基督的名把圣灵差遣给我们。
Paracletos, sometimes translated as the advocate, the helper, the counselor, like a legal aid in court, for helping those who are accused, sinful, and being put in front of the judge.
原文里面 Paracletos 这个字可能就是指的是圣灵，有的时候翻出来是保惠师、信惠师或帮助者。那他就好像是一个在法庭里面为那些被告者的一个辩护律师。
Sent in Jesus' name, it actually means Jesus requesting the Father that the Holy Spirit come to us.
当我们讲说父奉耶稣基督的名把圣灵差遣下来，我们的意思是说他按着耶稣基督的请求要求把圣灵差遣给我们。
Jesus told all the believers, all the disciples, before he was crucified, so that upon his death and resurrection, the disciples will not only remember, but actually believe.
那主耶稣把这一切的事情告诉，在他死之前告诉他的门徒，所以在他复活之后，门徒可以相信，可以信他。
Believe what, you may be asking.
那也许你会问，信什么呢？
Believe that Jesus is who he said he is.
信耶稣基督所说的，信他对自己的描述。
Believe that he is the one who come to save the world from evil.
信他就是那个来把人从罪恶里拯救出来的那一位。
Believe that he is the one who give hope for eternal life.
信他是那个给人永远盼望的那一位。
Believe that he is the one who sacrificed as the lamb with his blood that all the innocent.So that all the innocent sinners, whoever is not with God, can be forgiven.
也是那一位为着罪人能够在这一个公义审判神的人的神之前面前能够被赦免的为着他们牺牲的那一个无罪的羔羊。
For sinners to be forgiven in front of the all just judge.
为着罪人能够在这个公义的神面前。被赦免。
You might have heard this from John chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
你也许听见过这章节，就是记载在约翰福音三章十六节里面，说到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Jesus is God sent.
信耶稣基督是神差遣来的。
And Jesus saves all sinners.
并且他要拯救一切的罪人。
That's the peace he lives with us.
这个就是他所给我们的平安。
We have a little slide about the peace, I think.Just to keep you a little more calm.
这个字你们看到的换成念上的字就是平安的意思。
Shalom in Greek. Oh, Shalom in Hebrew. Peace.
希伯来文里面的沙龙就是平安的意思。
Jesus leaved his disciples. Sound like a very common greeting in the past that used Shalom as a greeting word.
然后耶稣说平安好像是一个很当时很平时的一种问候语。
But this time Jesus is leaving and tells his disciples peace. It's not a greeting. It's a departure speech.
但这个时候当耶稣跟他的门徒说平安的时候其实是他的临别的告别话。
He is leaving the disciple with a get well wish.
他把一个祝福留给他的门徒们。
A blessing that could banish all anxiety or fear.
一个祝福使得门徒能够除去他们里面一切的恐惧跟惧怕。
A peace that is not afraid of trouble, but have the victorious confidence that can overcome evil.
这个平安能够叫门徒们不怕患难，能够胜过死亡，有能够胜过死亡那个信心。
An evil as to death.
那是一个不怕死的一个信心跟平安。
Jesus asked for love in return.
但是耶稣跟他们要，他们以爱为报答。
Love that has the insight of his kingdom.
那个认识神国度的一个爱。
Love that is hopeful.
一个认识永生或者盼望的一个爱。
Love that has a purpose to save and forgive.
那个能够救人并且赦免人的爱。
This love that he first gives us and then asks of us in return is the love that makes disciples.To be glad to be with him.
那这个爱呢是耶稣先给了我们才向我们要求的。那这样的爱使得门徒能够允许让耶稣基督离去。
The love that allows him to go.
能够允许耶稣离他们而去。
Jesus said, you would have rejoiced that I am going to the Father, the Father is greater than I am, and the Father is the one who sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in the ones who love Him.
耶稣对他的门徒说，你们应该喜乐，因为他去，父才能够差遣圣灵来与他们同住。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 20, Jesus also said this, In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you.
在约翰福音14章20节记载，耶稣说，到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
We don't see or know where the Holy Spirit is.
也许你看不见圣灵。
There are only probably two reasons.
或者你不知道圣灵在哪里，那原因可能有两个。
Either you do not believe in Jesus as God,
或者也许是你不相信耶稣是神。
Or you're conveniently ignoring the Holy Spirit.
或者是你很习惯性的对圣灵不理不睬。
I usually commit the later wrongdoing, not knowing that He exists.
那我常常是犯第二个错。
If I'm not keen on listening to the voice and the instruction, I will tune down the Holy Spirit.
如果我没有很仔细的来听圣灵那个微小的声音，他的指引，我常常会就听不见了。
If I do not act upon the instruction that I hear from the Holy Spirit, I will be less willing to take myself out of this world into the heavenly world.
如果我不是习惯性来顺从圣灵，那我就很容易很难使自己脱离这个世界的观点，一些俗世的观点跟眼光。
Believers, I urge you to practice listening to the still voice of the Holy Spirit.
信徒们，我劝你们来操练听圣灵那个微小的声音。
When you need to make decisions in life, when you are in the dark corners.Places where no one to turn to. You have an advocate who is reminding you the way of the life, the way, the life, and the truth inside of you.
当你在人生一个很黑暗的阶段，或者是你有一些重大的抉择需要决定，当人不能够了解你，你很需要圣灵来指引你，什么是那个真理、生命跟道路。
Remember how keen you were when you first believed in Jesus?
你记不记得当你刚刚信主的时候，你对圣灵那种敏锐度
？Every tiny sinful thoughts and deeds remind you that it displeases God.
一点点一件好像带着罪的一些思想行为，都会提醒圣灵，会提醒你说这个不讨主的喜悦。
A little bit of sin troubles your heart.
即使一点点的罪，都会让你的心里面很懊悔。
The more you tune in to this advisor.The louder the voice, and you will recognize it more.
你越是听圣灵的声音，你就会越认识这位宝贵师，你就越能够听见他的指引。
Try trusting it in small steps till you get a hang of his meaning or instructions to you.
试着在小事上先一步一步的顺服，一直等到你这么熟悉圣灵的一些引导。
Avoid big decisions first when you're not used to it.Because you might mistaken it with certain hints, like some brother told a sister that they're chasing, that it comes from the Holy Spirit. Don't do that.
所以，当你还不是那么熟悉圣灵的带领的时候，试着不要做人生这么大的一个重大的决定。比如说，你去追一个女孩，觉得说那个就是神要给你做妻子的。
Besides, the more you follow this voice lead you.The more you are encouraged to walk in the right path with God.
当你越听圣灵的声音，当你越听从圣灵，你就会越喜欢行在神的路上。
Let's see the next slide. Like clearing the tall grass that blocks the wind. Once you are in the wide open, you can feel the wind. You are not blocked. You know where the direction is leading you.
这样的跟随圣灵，就好像你把前面那很高大的那些草啊、植物把它除去，然后来到一个很广阔的平原，在那个平原上面，你就很容易知道说风从哪里吹，然后风是方向是什么。
If you have yet to know Jesus and have no relationship with our Creator God, start to get to know God by reading and praying.
如果你还不认识耶稣，你跟主耶稣还没有那个关系，那我会劝你从祷告跟读圣经开始来认识他。
He will not stay with you, inside of you, in a spatial way, but in a relational way.
他不是要在你的家，你是一个空间里跟你同住，他乃是在一个关系的里面跟你同住。
He cares for you like children in the care of their parents.
他在乎你，爱你，就好像一个父母亲爱孩子一样。
And then you will build confidence like Apostle Paul, who is so confident with his walk with the Spirit that he asks others to look to him as Jesus Christ.
你越是这样生活，你里面就会越来越有信心，就好像使徒保罗一样，他跟随圣灵到一个地步，他就能够跟别人说，你们要效法我，如同我效法基督。
We believers seldom claim that you can fully look at us to feel you see Jesus.
你知道很多的基督徒很少的基督徒能够对别人说，你们要效法我，如同我效法基督。
As we often fall short.
因为我们常常觉得自己不够。
But with the Holy Spirit's refinement, we can also be bold to live without fear, not boastful, but selflessly as Jesus who loves us.
那但是当圣灵不断的教导我们，磨练我们，我们就会越来越像他，越来越不自夸。越来越有信心，然后去爱别人。
How are we to live in our everyday life?
我们应该要怎么样过每一天的生活呢？
In the spirit or without the spirit?
是靠着灵活着呢，还是靠着自己活着？
What a blessings we have!
你知道这是一个怎么样的祝福？
Who can ask for the Almighty God to, Mighty of Almighty God above all lords, above Lord, to be so close to us.
我们可以向这一位全能的神，万王之王，万主之主来求与他亲近。
Not only present face to face, but actually inside of us.
不是只是与这一位神面对面，乃是让他住在我们的里面。
I cannot invite.Nor by my way to come close to him, to meet him.
我没有办法自己去做这样的邀请，或者是用我自己的方式能够达到这个愿望。
This connection starts with Jesus.
这一个能够达成这个愿望的是耶稣基督，他是中间的桥梁。
Jesus do not take favors.
耶稣并不偏待人。
Not first come, first serve.
绝对不是先来先到，或是先送。
No money could buy him.
也不是能够以金钱来贿赂的一位。
The only way to get close to Jesus is to love from the bottom of your heart.
你唯一能够亲近耶稣，能够来到耶稣的面前，就是从你心底的深处爱他。
A method that we cannot fake.
那这是一个你没有办法伪装的。
To other people, we could dress up nicely, behave humbly, and pretend to look like Jesus.
对别人来讲，从外表上，也许我们可以穿着得很好，我们可以很小心，好像模仿的像耶稣，假装谦卑。
But to Jesus, He knows.
但是主耶稣知道我们的真相。
He knows our thoughts. He knows our hearts. He knows wherever we have been, whether we believe Him or not.
他知道我们的心思，我们的意念，我们去了哪里。我们心里是真实的相信他。
He knows whether we have learned what he taught or not. He knows our struggles. He wants to love him.
他知道我们的挣扎，他也知道我们我们是不是真的学习到他所要教导我们的。
He knows whether we want to love him and obey him, but we often do not distinguish the worldly desires.
他知道我们的挣扎，我们常常想尝试很愿意爱他，却是没有力不从心。
We can be naturally humble, embarrassed when we come close to the Holy Divine Spirit.
当我们来到这个神圣的灵、神圣的圣洁的神面前，我们常常会觉得因为自己的罪而感到污秽、羞耻。
Jesus told us God holds the judgment on us.
主耶稣跟我们说，神现在其实是暂时不审判我们。
And give us a power to wash, so that we can start over anew again.
是洁净我们，给我们能力，让我们可以重新开始。
This does not come from our will to change our life to do better.
那这一个改变并不是从我们自己里面的定义能够做成的。
Not our determination.
不是我们的定义。
All four books in the Gospels mention about this relationship with God.
圣经里面四个福音都提到跟神的这个关系。
In the book of Matthew, it says, "Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me."
马太福音十章四十节说：“人接待你们，就是接待我；接待我，就是接待那差我来的。”
Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.
马可福音九章三十七节说：“凡为我名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。”凡接待我的，不是接待我，乃是接待那差我来的。
The book of Luke says, "The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me."
路加福音十章十六节说：“听从你们的就是听从我，拒绝你们的就是拒绝我，拒绝我的就是拒绝那差我来的。”
I think of it like a velcro in a garment. Let us see the next slide. Yeah, like a velcro in a garment. We are like the side with the hooks.
我觉得我们就好像那个 velcro, 那个尼龙搭扣，那个扣，有扣子的那一边。
The hook is trying to find something, security, lasting, hopeful peace to hook onto.
那个扣子呢，就好像不断地想要寻找安全感。永恒啊，盼望平安等等。
But if we look further down, we see if we hook onto the wrong things, it would be like tape full of lint that cannot adhere to anything.
如果，但是如果你很饥不择食的，就是想找各样的人事物来满足这些的要求的时候，你就会像左边那样子，就是满了很多的一些的线。
And if we are clear, clean, solely focused on the defined hook that is right on the other side of the garment, waiting for us, we will be fastened to the steadfast loop, holding tightly to a long-lasting relationship.
但如果你等候，你专注，你就会像那个很干净的那一边这样，然后至终两边能够结合，联合在一起，非常的完美。
May you know.Love and hook on to Jesus who loves you.
愿你认识神，爱神，也黏住他。
Blessings and joy to all believers.
因为他爱你，祝福，愿祝福，愿神祝福你们。
Believers of Jesus Christ.
祝福所有信耶稣基督的人。
And the Holy Spirit will come dwell in you.
圣灵就会因着耶稣基督住在你们的里面。
May God bless you.
神祝福你。